a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. We welcome you to Friday. It is 9-11, the 11th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, it's 53 degrees.
A little bit of freeway delay starting to creep in. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
This morning does mark the 19th anniversary of the 9-11 terror attacks, and while New York City continues to mourn their loss, officials are dealing with another kind of crisis gripping the city.
We go to New York City and get more from ABC's Aaron Katursky at Ground Zero.
New York marks 19 years since the terror attacks of September 11th killed nearly 3,000 people at a time a far deadlier crisis has taken root in this stricken city. Coronavirus has killed nearly eight times as many people here and has forced the annual commemoration to change. Fewer families make the solemn pilgrimage here to what used to be called Ground Zero, and the ones that do arrive in masks. The recitation of names is recorded, though read in person at a competing ceremony nearby. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
We'll have more on the 9/11 ceremonies coming up in less than 5 minutes.
A number of Utah fire agencies are headed to Oregon to help crews there battling raging wildfires.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live from the Maverick Center with details, John.
Yeah, Amanda, all the various state agencies are gathering here at the Maverick Center before they deploy later this morning. Right now, there's six big fire engines on scene, all lined up in a row in the parking lot, and then about a dozen trucks as well. We're being told that after a quick briefing, some of these individuals could be on the move in about 15 minutes. In total, there's 48 firefighters from Utah that are heading to Oregon for about 2 weeks to help the crews that have been fighting those raging fires. Now, this isn't the only deployment happening this morning. Over in West Jordan, 10 soldiers from Utah's National Guard are leaving for California to help their fight against out-of-control wildfires. That group is also leaving for 2 weeks, and they'll be accompanied by a pair of Black Hawk helicopters. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Rocky Mountain Power says a number of homes in northern Utah won't have their electricity back on sometime this weekend. Spokesman Spencer Hall says the big circuits are back online. Now the crews have to repair individual power poles.
And then things are all spread around. So as soon as a group gets done, they need to travel to another part of town. It's just very tedious work.
He says it's also been difficult for crews to get access to people's backyards and to clear all of the trees that fell down during this week's windstorm.
A boil order in Pleasant Grove has been lifted. People living in the impacted area are being told to flush their faucets for 5 minutes. The boil order started last Saturday when E. coli was found in water samples.
Police and Salt Lake City workers who have been trying to clean up some tent camps put together by the homeless are running into opposition. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
They were trying to clean up the tents where people have been living around 200 East and 700 South, but protesters were determined to make their voices heard, shouting at police and taking video on their cell phones. In the end, the Deseret News reports they wound up cleaning around the tents but didn't make anybody move. The health department had posted flyers giving the people living there 24 hours advance notice. Protesters and other advocates for the homeless say the big problem is finding another place for people to go. The three new resource centers in Salt Lake are frequently close to capacity, but Mayor Aaron Mendenhall has rejected the idea of a permanent camping area. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
We have an update on the wildfire death toll. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The death toll now 23 confirmed dead, over a dozen missing as wildfire rages unabated across the West Coast. Tens of thousands evacuated, wondering if they still have homes. This evacuee tells KVAL in Oregon.
Yeah, I try not to think about that one. It's really bums my positivity out.
She arrived at an evacuation center in a Subaru with all of its plastic parts melted. Small rural towns all along the coast are disappearing in the flames. No new relief is in sight as Senate Democrats defeated the Republican stimulus bill yesterday. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the proposal
a fairly transparent attempt to show that the Republicans are doing something when in fact they want to do nothing.
But GOP senators say it addressed jobs, schools, and health care needs. And Joe Biden is suspending campaign ads today in the observance of 9/11 anniversary. He'll be at ceremonies in New York. President Trump at Shanksville Memorial right now in Pennsylvania after stumping in Michigan yesterday.
A vote for Republicans is a vote for safe communities, great jobs, and a limitless future for all Americans.
Neither candidate holding any campaign events today. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.